Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for The Awakened Healer with Carrie Nola. Carrie is a best-selling author, podcaster, and founder of the Sacred Soul Circle for Healing Entrepreneurs. Today, she has a global practice helping healers build wildly abundant and fulfilling practices to serve humanity. Let's welcome Carrie Nola back to News for the Soul.
All right, let's see if she's on the board. Carrie, do we have you with us?
I am here with you. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Carrie. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I am coming off of this intense full moon weekend, feeling much better now, but it was a bit of a ride through that transit.
It was indeed. Well, and it's a rather big energetic day today as well. So interested to see where you go today for the collective energies in particular. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself, your show, and what's up for today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the Awakened Healer Show. I am Carrie Nola, a retired psychotherapist who felt a soul call very unexpectedly to retire from providing psychotherapy and sell my practice and move across country to create a global practice to support healers in stepping into their confidence and clarity and skills to bring their healing gifts to light. And I'm very blessed in this next expression of my work. And one of the biggest callings that I've had is to help healers to upgrade their energy so that they can really experience the abundance that they want to experience in exchange for serving. I think we've had a lot of scarcity in our experience as healers and bought into a collective consciousness that has had us thinking that we have to either be of service or experience wealth and prosperity and financial freedom. And in my experience, we can absolutely have both. So I know in last month's episode, we talked about upgrading our abundance, and I started introducing you to my six-step process to do that. And we were supposed to do round two of that today, except yesterday I realized that today we have our election day in the U.S., and it felt like that was more important to honor, not necessarily the election itself, but more how we as healers in our own process of awakening could contribute to raising the collective consciousness as we move through this rebirth of humanity that looks and feels very vulnerable, messy, uncertain. And I don't know exactly where we're going to go today, but I'm trusting that Spirit will use me in the ways that will be most meaningful for everyone listening now and everyone who listens in the future. And also just intending for this to be a transmission for the planet, even those who don't physically hear it, that the energy that we cultivate, co-create, and emanate today be available to all of humanity, that it find its way into the cells of all sentient beings, and that it makes it easier for them to access the truth of their wholeness and their capacity to love themselves and one another and to step into a frequency of sovereignty and right relationship with their power. I've talked before on the show, and I think in my introductory episode several months back, about this rebirth that we're really in the process of having. And in my experience, birth, while I haven't been a physical mother in this lifetime, the process of birthing is generally intense and generally messy. And the soul that is coming through the portal of the birth canal into the world goes through a lot of squishing and squeezing and stuckness, and, you know, then it doesn't know exactly where it's going, but there's some kind of trust that that is inherent in the heart of humanity, I sense, that allows them to follow the instinct to go through that tunnel and trust what's waiting on the other side. And yet us as already birthed human beings know that on the other side, there's this love waiting. There's this family that is in most circumstances ready and excited to receive this new life and to welcome them and to show them the way. And I think, you know, that is a beautiful metaphor for what we're experiencing right now, moving through this rather uncertain, dark, painful birth canal of humanity, going from this very polarized frequency of disconnection and separation from spirit and forgetting the truth of who we are and why we're here, into this new age, this age of love-based frequency and sovereignty. And like I mentioned, being in right relationship with ourselves. And as we're in right relationship with ourselves, we can then be in right relationship with one another. And I was actually talking to my mom the other day, and we were talking about the election energy and just our desires for more love and peace and safety and connection on the planet. And, you know, I was saying to her, you know, how we really have the opportunity to be what we want to see on the planet. And, you know, she was saying, I just want to see more love. I want there to be more love. And I posed this invitation to her and myself of, well, how can we be more of that instead of waiting for others to be the love, to be more loving, to be more accepting, to be more tolerant or kind? What would that look like if we offered that as a gift and we showed others how to do it? I think Byron Katie is the one who says, you know, if it's so easy, you do it. And that always tickles me. It just makes me laugh because we are really busy looking around at what others should be doing better and different. And it's like, that's the opportunity for our soul's evolution in that moment of, well, if it's so easy, how would we transmit what it is that we want them to see from us? So that's, you know, the energy that I really want to invite us into today. It's, what is the individual self clearing and healing that needs to happen as we raise the collective consciousness? Because since each of us are a piece of the collective, every bit of awakening that we do individually places a drop of increased awareness and love and consciousness into the larger ocean of the collective. And so it does matter, even though it doesn't always feel like it. The small things that we do in our own lives make a difference in the larger puzzle. And the more of us that do that, the more it tips the scales of consciousness on the planet. And I had a mentor one time that referenced something like, we really only need 10% of the population to be awakened in order to arrive at like the next tier of consciousness. And I could be misquoting that, but what I remember the sentiment really is that it's a very small percentage of people that we need to have present and awake and aware in order to assist humanity in this love-based consciousness, this transition into the love-based consciousness. And so I want to really invite you, as you're hearing this today, to feel and listen for your piece of that puzzle. and what is your contribution to that, and what is asking to be healed and loved on in you so that you can be walking in the world with more open and clear-seeing eyes. And then as we do that individual healing, it contributes to the collective healing. But I'd also today like to lead us through two healing processes, one that clears us individually and then one that tunes into the shadows of the collective that are prioritizing for healing, so we can work on both levels and layers. So as you're listening today, if you feel inclined to call into the show, 646-595-4274, I would love to hear from you, hear what your intentions are for this time of awakening and rebirth. And if you have any questions about that process, I certainly wouldn't call myself an expert on it. However, I can feel into the energy and have a sense of what is going on or what you might be being called to do about it. So it would be very normal at this point to be feeling some level of overwhelm or uncertainty, vulnerability. And it would also be just as normal and fine if you're feeling a sense of bliss and hopefulness and inspiration and possibility. My sense is that the more light workers that I talk to, the more I realize that there's different waves of us. And we go through our awakening in different stages and at different times, so we can like pass the baton off to one another and be ready to do our part, and then to rest and hand the baton off while somebody else does their part. So there's no need to shame or judge yourself wherever you are in the process. This weekend, I was in a very meditative and prayerful space. Unexpectedly, I just had a very open weekend and found myself weeping with not really anything in particular in mind, but there was just a need to release. And as I went into prayer and meditation, I realized that that was for me and my own energy that was stuck and trying to be, released. But it was also a weeping for the planet and for stuck energy that is trying to move and clear. And for those of us that are choosing to wake up right now and choosing to contribute consciously to this awakening process, we're often clearing on behalf of others. And we don't have to do that in a way that feels, sometimes it feels like a burden, but it's also a privilege. It's also an honor that our soul chose to come here to assist in this way. And it means that at times we feel kind of taken out. It's a very dense physical reality, and it can be a lot on the physical body. And we really need to be doing more things for self-care right now. The things that we could get away with before these times, maybe getting a massage once a week once a year rather, taking a few walks or, taking a bath every now and again was acceptable. But now you might be finding that the things you relied on before aren't really working in the same way. So let's take a moment to talk about that. What is your self-care plan as you are doing your part to raise the consciousness of humanity? How are you taking time for yourself? And what does that need to look like right now? And often this is a big experiment to see what works, and what works one day may not work the next day. Some things that I would invite and encourage you to try and to explore are anything related to nature. Nature has a wisdom about her. She doesn't rush, and she still seems to get everything done. I saw a meme on social media today that said that, and it really touched me. Yeah, nature never rushes, and yet everything gets done. So how can you slow down and ground into the earth, whatever nature is around you, just putting your feet on the earth and imagining the soles of your feet opening. There's portals. And how can you use that to drain from your physical body what has become toxic or ready to be let go of? And allowing the earth to absorb that dense energy. She loves that. It's her job. She's so capable of it, and she's happy to do it on our behalf. But because of the frequency of the planet right now, we really are required to ask for help, to make conscious, to have conscious consent over what we're wanting support and help with. And so getting out in nature, feeling the breeze, earthing, grounding, allowing the vibration to recalibrate you, to calm you, to reset your nervous system. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a long time. It can just be a very intentional few moments. But how often are you allowing yourself to get outside, to be supported by nature? Salt baths, putting your feet in the ocean, hydrating with high quality water right now. Some extra like electrolytes and minerals can be really important. There's a lot of depletion that happens with these high levels of anxiety and of high frequency energies that are running through our systems. It's like, I don't know that anybody knew what this rebirth was actually going to be like. And so it's kind of also an experiment of sorts in that way as well. And we're just meeting it moment by moment. Also connection, getting the oxytocin flowing, like touch and being with other human beings. And I know that may be feeling challenging right now through the pandemic that we're navigating. But who is your support team, and how can you welcome safe and healthy touch and really giving yourself permission to receive that? We co-regulate each other's nervous systems. And so if we're alone all the time, it makes it challenging to do that. So how can you give yourself permission to receive that kind of support right now? And also things like energy work, Qigong, yoga, Pilates, things that get us in our body, dance, listening to primal sounds, drumming, things to wake up our energy fields and get us moving. There's a practice that I've been engaged in for years, and it's called shaking. And research shows that, you know, when an animal becomes anxious or gets attacked in the wild and it lives through it, it doesn't need to go to therapy for 15 years to process that. It just goes off to the corner by itself and it shakes and it, you know, defecates and it releases and it just shakes and makes noises and releases that experience from its nervous system. And then it gets back to life and it's not continually, traumatized by that, because it has a natural way to release. Like, our body knows how to do that, except we've been conditioned out of it. So conscious practices of like shaking your right leg, your left leg, your hips, your booty, and opening your heart, shaking and your shoulders, your arms, your head. We're so still. Like, sometimes we get into the habit of being so still and so sedentary, and oftentimes we feel paralyzed by the anxiety that we're experiencing on the planet. So that can be a beautiful practice to engage yourself in. I'm curious what you have been called to do. And another thing that I would invite is to write down some of these ideas and to have them close by, because when you're feeling good, you feel good. And it's easy to access the memory of what you do when you're not feeling good. But then when you're feeling crappy, it's harder to find that. It's harder to remember what are my go-to things. So take care of yourself, honor yourself, and make sure that you have your self-care plan close by so you don't have to work overtime to access that when you need it. So let us see here. We're going to work from the collective down to the individual. I'm going to pull a few shadow cards and do a collective clearing first. And if you'd like me to pull a card for you, a shadow that is prioritizing for clearing for you, feel free to call in 646-595-4274 or email the show on the air at telus.net, T-E-L-U-S.net. And Nicole is managing all that for us, and we can take your question or do a reading for you. Nicole, anybody showing up yet with anything that we can tune into before we do a collective reading and clearing?
Yes, we have, let's see, first of all, we had Laura from Toronto asking how we can better manage the energies with full moon such as last weekend and how to not get hit so hard by it.
Beautiful. Thank you for that question, Laura. A lot of the things that I just mentioned would be my go-to. So the more you can prepare, so there's like prevention and then there's intervention. So I like to keep an eye on what are the things that are coming up. So if I knew there's a full moon coming up, I would put some extra grounding and self-care in my schedule so that I am as prepared as possible for it. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to prevent any and all symptoms or sensations. These are big energies, and sometimes they're going to impact us in ways that we can't necessarily predict or prepare for completely, but we can definitely soften. And I think of it like creating a cushion of comfort for ourselves leading up to it. And creating time and space. You know, sometimes the reason why these transits are so intense for us is because we don't honor or create rituals or space or time to be with them. You know, full moons illuminate things that are ready to be lit up. So that means that we're going to be seeing things that may be hard to look at, seeing things within ourselves, within our families or relationships, or within the world and other people that have been hidden or that we haven't been able to see quite as clearly. And those things can be hard to look at. In particular, with this last full moon, one of the things that was being illuminated were illusions and distortions, like chaos and things that have been hidden, like distortions and illusions coming to the light, things that people have gotten away with before, ways that we've been collectively manipulated because we've been out of our power, because we've been disconnected from our sovereignty. Like, those things go hand in hand. The more sovereign we become, the more in our bodies we are, the less we can be tricked or manipulated by others. And the more that kind of bounces that level of distortion out of the field, it's like less possible, the more of us that are awake and seeing it and calling on it. So I would invite you to some grounding practices to create some space and time in your schedule to just be with what is, and allow that to move through you. And the more that we can do also in community, I know right now there's more like online rituals and things, but drum circles, you know, putting your crystals out for clearing and activating, all of these things bring a level of mindfulness to the process, and it can definitely make the transits easier.
So we have a live caller. Awesome. So let's do the live caller next. So area code 201, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey. And I'm trying to release and let go of a lot of stuck energy that doesn't serve me. But I do practice mindfulness consciously and subconsciously, but I still feel that energy.
Beautiful. What was your name again?
Jackie.
Jackie, hello. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Call. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do I have your permission to pull a card for you, Jackie, and to see what is prioritizing for some movement today?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. So the first card that is showing up for you today is the energy of control. And so when the shadow of control shows up, it's an opportunity for more surrender and trust in your life. And in this deck in particular, what frees up when you surrender and release control is the ability to receive more. So it's almost like we hold on so tight because we're controlling and we're controlling and we're so afraid of, not getting what we want, that if you imagine clenching your two fists, it's like they're closed tight, so they're not available for receiving. So I want to share with you a healing mantra just to support the opening of this energy. It's like I'm hearing a message of, it's safe for you to relax now. It's like there's been a bracing of waiting for the other shoe to drop is kind of what's showing up in the energy. But this feels like it's safe to relax. It's safe to trust yourself and to trust the divine and to like lean back and feel the cushion of support. And the healing mantra, Jackie, that's showing up is, I am worthy of trusting myself and the divine consciousness that is unraveling in perfect timing.
Okay.
I just want you to take a breath and receive that. I am worthy of trusting myself and the divine consciousness that is unraveling in perfect timing. Now is the perfect moment to pause and ask yourself if you're willing to surrender to the highest and best outcome of any situations or relationships that you are worried about right now. Beautiful. I love that declaration. Yes, yes. And so it is. It's like, yeah, freedom exists in your willingness to surrender the illusion of control and step into the power and truth of this present moment. I just feel you surrounded by so much love and care. It feels like things have been hard at moments and like you're entering a season of more grace and ease. And I really feel you claiming that for yourself, Jackie.
Okay. Absolutely. I am ready.
Beautiful. Well, I'm holding that vision with you, and I trust that our brief interaction here today is getting that energy moving and flowing. And I just invite you to continue imagining, holding that word surrender. I surrender, I surrender, and just letting that be a transmission of opening and healing for you.
Could you repeat the mantra again?
Absolutely. Let me find that one more time. I am worthy of trusting myself and the divine consciousness that is unraveling in perfect timing.
Okay.
Beautiful. And you'll be able to, if I would invite you to listen to the replay of the show at newsforthesoul.com, right? So that you can hear yourself and your voice and kind of receive this from the outside a second time and allow it to continue working its magic with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in today. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
All right. And, yes, you can hear this again later at newsforthesoul.com. We have more emails before you get to your first healing process here. A couple more, anyway. Let's do Kathleen S., no location, but she wants to ask you to pull a card on her behalf concerning getting the flow of abundance back in order.
Beautiful. Okay, Kathleen, I invite you to take a breath. And this will be for you, Kathleen, but anybody else who's wondering about a block related to abundance, let's trust that there will be wisdom in this reading for you as well. So I'm just shuffling the deck, Kathleen, putting your energy into the deck and just asking, what is the shadow that is keeping abundance at bay that is available and prioritizing for clearing now? Beautiful. So we have four light cards in the deck, and one of them is called light. And when it comes, it's indicating that whatever shadow pattern is clearing is actually really being exponentially illuminated for you right now. Like you have a lot of support and help, and it's very much well-timed for you to focus on this right now. And the shadow that's asking for your attention and healing is power. Power. How can you step into your power? Where are you minimizing or overusing your power? You know, when we think of abuse of power, we tend to think of it as an overuse of power, like taking advantage of someone. But I think for many of us as healers, we go to the other side of the spectrum where it is we give up our power, we minimize our power, we don't step fully and completely into the truth of who we are, but instead we kind of abandon and give away our power. So Kathleen, I invite you to take a breath, and anybody else that is ready to illuminate the right relationship with power, join us in this healing mantra and allow for this energy to be released that's been keeping you distant from your power, and then upgrading and activating to a new operating system. And so the healing mantra is, I am worthy of standing firmly in the truth of who I am. This is the home of my divine power. Are you willing to be honest with yourself about how you are under or overusing your power and make a choice that resonates with your divine power moving forward? I would invite you to make a list as you're listening or after the show. Make a list of the ways that you have given away your power, who you've given it to, what you've given it to, who you've made responsible for you feeling happy or safe or provided for. Right? And in our childhood, there is some truth to people being responsible for us. But as we cross that threshold into adulthood and we continue making other people responsible for our pleasure, our joy, our abundance, there's a way that we abandon the truth of who we actually are. And so here is the invitation. I am worthy of standing firmly in the truth of who I am. This is the home of my divine power. And this is a big one. So let's together, Kathleen, me and you both, and anyone else who desires, place one or both of your hands on your belly, just above your belly button there. This is your solar plexus. This is where this energy clears and opens. And so I invite you to take a breath and bring your breath into your belly, creating a lot of space, just opening, while you set the intention to collect anything that has kept you separate from your power, anywhere that you bought into the illusion that you were not powerful, that it wasn't safe to stand in your power, just collecting all of those frequencies and experiences through all time and space now. Every lifetime, dimension, universe, and reality where you had an experience that told you or made you feel as though you weren't able to be in the truth of your power, anywhere that you had to abandon your power to feel safe or to survive, just collecting all of those experiences and amplifying them in your energy field now. Beautiful. Transmuting all of those energies now, clearing, canceling, deleting them from every timeline, past, present, and future, as you right now in this moment consciously choose to unsubscribe from any idea, belief, behavior, or pattern that would have you buying into a distortion or illusion that is not true, not real, or not aligned with your highest and best version of yourself in this right now moment. Just feeling that breath in the belly again, noticing any symptoms, sensations, all the ways that the energy is clearing. Let's just open the energy centers at the soles of the feet now, and inhaling to collect all the energy that is unwinding and releasing, and exhaling to send it out through the soles of the feet to be fully transmuted, gently and completely alchemized by Mother Earth. And a few more breaths to collect what's ready to go, and an exhale to release it out through the soles of the feet. One more time, inhaling to collect. And one last time, exhaling to release. And as you feel ready, I invite you to feel the soles of the feet. And now open the crown chakra at the top of the head. inviting in pure golden light consciousness to fill up the body and to find its way into any nook and cranny that just released and revealed, and allowing this energy to upgrade all of your cells that may have been lying dormant. Now that the old programs have been released, we are restoring and upgrading the operating system to now function at the highest and best for this version of you that is in her full power, in his full power, moving forward. And so it is. Beautiful. Thank you, Kathleen, for inviting that healing that was for you and also for the rest of us. I hope that that continues to serve you in the days and weeks and months to come as you step into your power. We really need all of us in our power more than ever right now. Beautiful. What else
we have another
have,
email.
Nicole?
Oh, we have another email mm-hmm. question from Kelly in New York. Feeling overwhelmed by the duality serving around the current election phase and asking for grounding and assistance and advice on how not to get caught up in disempowered emotions.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. You are not the only one, Kelly. We are all right there with you. And I think the healing and clearing that we just did around stepping into our power is a significant exercise to assist with that. I think to me, anytime we're seeing duality outside, I want to know where is there duality inside, because that's what we have the control over the most. And the more that we can create unity and harmony within ourselves, the more that that is what we are contributing to the collective, and the more we then become a conscious and sacred mirror, a reflection of that ability for other people. So the first is recognition, making, realizing and being aware that you are hurting over the duality. You know, it's all an illusion, right? You know, we came into human form to experience ourselves as separate so that we could, you know, have that experience. But ultimately, it's pretend. It's an illusion. It doesn't matter whether it looks separate or not. It's really together. It's like when we take a scoop of water from the ocean, it's still the ocean, even though it looks like it's in this cup. It's still a part of the ocean. So it's also about remembering the truth beyond the illusion as a part of that. So the more that we can be in meditation, the more that we can honor the fear, the grief, the feelings, feel those, and then also expand our awareness outward, remembering that we're so much bigger than this moment, and finding some level of peace in that. Such a big conversation. There's so many ways to do it. It's not one thing that we do one time. It's a constant practice. But I hope, Kelly, that gives you a few ideas about how to get a shift there.
Can you again explain what kinds of things people can ask you or call in about?
Oh, sure. That's a great question. I'm happy to pull a card for you from my Messages from Shadow Oracle deck. You are welcome to request a card reading. If there's anything that we're talking about that you have a question about, or you would like me to go deeper into, I certainly welcome that as well. And yeah, if there's any question that you are called to ask, I trust in that. And if I don't want to answer it or don't know how, I'll definitely let you know. So.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next calls. Let's go to next one. I think you're next in line. All ones. You're showing up as all ones, maybe on Skype, maybe calling from heaven. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from heaven.
Ah. It's regular caller opulence. Welcome back. You're on with Carrie Nola. How can we help you?
Well, I came in on she was doing a healing it seemed, or at least releasing some things from someone. And that sounds good. But also, if she pull a card and then see where that leads us.
All right, Carrie.
Hi. Hi, Opulence. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. So I am just shuffling the card deck here, asking what is prioritizing for healing for you, and or how are you a conduit of healing for the group today, which often happens. Somebody has the courage to call in, and it creates a group healing field. So two cards are showing up. There are four light cards in this shadow deck. The point of this deck is really to show us the things that are hiding in the dark. And so one of the light cards has shown up, and that is the love card. So love is being asked to be brought to a particular pattern for healing for you and for other listeners today. And the shadow card that's showing up is the energy of denial. And as you honor something that you've been denying yourself of or denying about yourself or your experience, it opens the heart and allows for more love to flow to and through you, through the heart chakra. So I'm curious, the sense I'm getting is like a denial of something related to your gift, a way that you could more fully embody the truth and the magnificence of who you are and what you have to offer. It's almost like a humbleness that is asking to be upgraded to a higher level of ownership of the incredible being that you are. And the mantra that tends to move and open and free up, liberate this denial energy is, I am worthy of seeing and hearing the whole truth of who I am and what any situation has to show me.
Wow.
So it says this card is here to invite you to tune into what you have or are currently denying to yourself, and asks, are you willing to lift the veil and tell yourself the truth, even when it might be hard to hear?
That sounds apropos. yes.
I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I'm always amazed that the cards, you know, it's not me, but the cards tend to know us better than we are knowing ourselves in the moment. So I'm glad that's a meaningful reflection. And I would love to, I'm going to move into some collective clearing, and I will include this denial frequency in that clearing. So if you can stay on the line, we will do a clearing for that around you before we end the show today.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Do we have time to take one more call before you do that?
Yes, we do.
Yay. Thanks, Opulence. Stay on the line. 519, we're going to get to you just before the next group process. 519, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi there. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. May I have a card, please? I really like the last reading you did, too, because of the nature of the duality and all that jazz.
Absolutely. Okay, Jennifer, just take a breath, and I'm going to shuffle here and ask what is prioritizing for your energy. Beautiful. So we are getting all of the light cards today. We got three out of the four. So I am just loving the amount of light that is streaming through our News for the Soul family today. So the light card that showed up is divine support. And when this shows up, before we pick a shadow pattern that's clearing, it really lets us know that the whole cosmos is behind you on this one. Like, you have so much divine support in addition to human support. And it can sometimes be an invitation to really remember that in moments when you're feeling alone or isolated or really separate from support or help. And so when I asked what shadow pattern is prioritizing for the divine support, it's the addiction card. And so something tells me here that there's a way that you are addicted to thinking about yourself. And I invite all of you listening to take this into account, because we think addiction, sometimes that can be substances or behaviors, but the way that we often ignore addictive patterns is where we're addicted to believing something about ourselves or our life that is out of balance. It's not true. And as we're addicted to it, we keep weaving this pattern deeper and deeper, and it actually keeps something in our reality that we would like to experience in a new way. And so my question for you, Jennifer, which you don't have to answer aloud, but I invite you to reflect on, is what is it that you have been addicted to believing about yourself that, or your life or a circumstance that isn't fully true? And as you tell yourself the truth about this, it actually activates and awakens your throat chakra. So that first we have to, we often think of our throat chakra as external expression, but first we have to internally express to ourselves in an honest way. And then as we do that, our external expressions are able to be heard farther and wider. I get the sense that there's a message that you have to share with a larger group or audience. And this addiction, the way that you're seeing yourself or believing about yourself, needs to be moved so that this energy can open and be free, more freely expressed. Seeing if there's anything else they want me to share about that. I'll also include this in our collective healing next so we can move more of this energy, but a lot of it's already moving. How are you doing with this, Jennifer? Are you feeling any resonance here?
On three or four levels. So it's
beautiful.
Totally resonates with me. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for calling in today. Will you call back and let us know how you're doing, and we'll keep feeling your energy?
I'm going to listen into the clearing too.
Perfect. Please do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We got everybody?
Oop, the lines were a little glitchy there. We got everything back in order, so I think we're ready.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Ooh, this was fun. We're going to take callers and do things more often. Sometimes I can't be quiet long enough to get you all on the line, but I'm going to do better at that because you all are fun. And I love the synergy between all of the cards that came through you each individually, but yet they felt so collective. And I think that's, again, the message of it appears separate, but it's really together. So it's both individual and together. We are one and we're all simultaneously. And it's really kind of a big mind game that we're here playing together. So I have kept the cards out, the denial card and the addiction card and love and divine support. And I'm going to weave that into a collective clearing now. So I invite all of you, as you're listening, if you're in a place to be able to close your eyes and take a breath, just invite you to lean into the holding of our community now. And just allowing your breath to invite you deeper and deeper into your own heart space. Your own womb space, your own root space, the base of the spine, just coming fully and completely into your physical body. And as you take a breath, I invite you to call back any parts of you that have become disconnected over days, weeks, months, years. With every inhale, just reuniting with yourself and more of your essence now. Beautiful. And just feeling what it feels like to reconnect with you. Noticing where those parts of you land and how you're willing to welcome them. Maybe even putting a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly. Now I invite you to bring your attention to your exhale, spreading your energy out beyond your physical body, remembering that you are so much more than this moment, than this body. Feeling the magnitude and the largeness of life that you are. Maybe spreading out your awareness into the room that you're in, into the building or home that you're in, into the city and state that you're in. Maybe even stretching out to reach the entire cosmos, meeting yourself at the edge of consciousness. And noticing what your intention is for the planet right now. Feeling the qualities that you would like to be experiencing more often in yourself and in others. I invite you now to contribute that vibration to the pool of humanity. Imagine it streaming from your entire being, emanating outward, sending that vibration rippling out onto the entire planet. Imagining right now that you are one of many creators stepping into your full creator power now as your intention emanates outward and upgrades the codes of consciousness and begins to reprogram what is available, what is acceptable. And anywhere that you have ever denied the truth of who you are and what you're capable of in any lifetime, dimension, universe, or reality, you just collect all of those experiences now across all time and space, amplifying the frequency of denial anywhere that it didn't feel safe to admit the truth of who you were and how powerful you really are. It's transmuting the energy of denial now, deleting and uncreating it from every timeline, past, present, and future, alchemizing it fully, gently, completely. Choosing in this right now moment to consciously unsubscribe from any ideas, beliefs, behaviors, or patterns that would have you buying into an illusion of denial. Anywhere that you've inherited the frequency of denying the truth, closing your eyes, literal and metaphoric, to what you know and sense to be true, anywhere that you've inherited these patterns in any lifetime, dimension, universe, or reality, we're just clearing, canceling, deleting all of those frequencies now from every timeline, past, present, and future. Any vows, contracts, or agreements that you knowingly or unknowingly, implicitly or explicitly made as it relates to denying the truth of who you are. We nullify those now by the command of your choice, your sovereign power. They are nullified. They are available to be rewritten now. I'm just taking a breath as this healing continues to integrate in the most meaningful ways as we just collect all of those frequencies of addiction now. Anywhere in any time, space, dimension, or reality where you became addicted to a way of engaging with yourself or the world in a way that was not in your highest and best, we just amplify those frequencies now, collecting them from every cell, tissue, organ, and bone, across all time and space, transmuting, deleting, and uncreating from every timeline, past, present, and future, fully and completely alchemizing these frequencies of addiction now, consciously choosing to unsubscribe from any idea, belief, behavior, or pattern that would have you buying into any distortions or illusions as it relates to your relationship to being in balance and in harmony with yourself, with your beliefs, with your behaviors, with your ideas, and with the world. inhaling to collect any more of those frequencies of addiction or denial that may be floating around. And on the exhale, send them down through the entire body and opening the soles of the feet to gently allow them to release and be transmuted and alchemized by Mother Earth, who loves to support us in this way. And inhaling once more to collect anything that's ready to go, any toxins, any old programs, outdated ideas, beliefs, behaviors, or patterns, and on the exhale, sending those out through the soles of the feet. Beautiful. Feeling and being present with any sensations, you're right where you need to be. One last time, inhaling consciously to collect these patterns and exhaling to release them through the soles of the feet. And as that's completed, we seal the soles of the feet and we bring our attention to the crown chakra at the top of the head, opening that portal and allowing an infinite stream of pure golden consciousness to wash down over our physical and energetic body, restoring us, upgrading us, recharging us, awakening any divine intelligence that's been dormant in our cells that is necessary for this most upgraded new version of us to come online and to operate in our life in the most meaningful ways that we can be of service to humanity. As we walk through this portal of rebirthing into the frequency of love-based consciousness in the most sovereign and empowering way for each and every one of us. May this transmission continue to work its magic in your life and in your body and in your relationships and on the planet in the most meaningful ways in the days and weeks and months to come. And so it is. So as you integrate the beauty and blessings of this experience, knowing and trusting that you were called here today for a very important reason, I thank you for answering the call to show up and to be a part of healing yourself and trusting that that is also supporting the healing of humanity. May us coming together today be of service to all of the decisions that are being made on the planet, and may they serve us well. If you'd like to learn more about me or to get your own deck of messages from Shadow Oracle cards, I invite you to visit my site at messagesfromshadow.com. You're welcome to download the app on iTunes or Android or purchase a copy of the physical deck. I look forward to seeing you again next month on the first Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, newsforthesoul.com. And so for now, we extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community and connection, and the fires of creativity, passion, and desire. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.